up in our nonfiction reads, we've got a review of Jonathan Janssen's latest book. It's actually a memoir and is called Breaking Bread. There's been a lot of press about this book. Jonathan Janssen is sometimes much loved. He also gets some criticism, of course, as all South African people of note do. And so this has been a bit of a highly anticipated memoir, and Twanji Kalula took his turn to read it, and he'll be telling us what he thought.
Prof. Jonathan Janssen is one of the continent's most popular thought leaders when it comes to education and politics, which is why it was quite unusual for him to peel back the curtain and give us more insight into who he is and how he came to be. I love his publisher's description of him on the sleeve of the book. It says, "Publisher, pundit, public nuisance." But in his first long format memoir, Breaking Bad, he decides to drop the titles and focus on answering a question he gets asked often. Prof. Janssen, how did you become who you are? Like many South Africans, I only know him as a professor who isn't afraid to share his opinions, even when it upsets half of the people on social media. From the first page, we're taken to retreat in the Cape Flats. As the eldest son of very religious brethren parents named Sarah and Abraham, and yes, those are their real names, Jonathan enjoys a strict, insular upbringing. Although he's protected from the worst aspects of the gangsterism, violence, and the social ills that surround him, he's able to focus on his education and imagine life beyond the hardships plaguing his community. This discipline enables him to become a high school teacher and the first university graduate of his generation in his family. In the book, he describes a passion for teaching that really fires one up. In fact, I almost decided to register for a teaching diploma after I read a section of the book until I remembered that I cannot think of anything worse than spending my days with people who are going through puberty. But the classroom is a vehicle for change and in many ways the coalface of our society. And through this lens, one gets a true understanding of why Prof. Janssen is the way he is, why he's fearless about expressing his opinions, and why he's passionate about education reform. He also manages to highlight the challenges that apartheid posed and the legacy it has created without writing another apartheid book, which I think is quite difficult to do as a South African author. Throughout his life, Prof. Janssen has found himself facing difficult challenges and tumbling into hot water. And the figurative and sometimes literal act of breaking bread with his opponents has been pivotal to his success and finding mutual understanding with others. And I think what I really enjoyed about the way he has weaved these pearls of wisdom and life lessons into the text is that it's completely devoid of cheese. If you've ever seen Prof. Janssen speak, you will know that he is a brilliant storyteller. He grew up around charismatic evangelists, and this really manages to come through in the text. And though we are a generation apart and enjoyed very different upbringings, I was moved by the number of anecdotes that deeply resonated with me. The one thing I learned from this book is that everybody who has had a strict mother knows exactly what type of upbringing you'll have. So I roared with laughter at times and I felt complete despair at others. But ultimately, a good memoir should make the author relatable. It should be insightful and entertaining. And this lively read does exactly that. Breaking Bread by Jonathan Janssen was published by Jonathan Ball and retails for 340 Rand.
So those of you who don't know much about Jonathan Janssen, he is a professor of education at Stellenbosch University, and he's also the immediate past president of the Academy of Science of South Africa. He started his career as a high school biology teacher in the Cape, and he holds a PhD from Stanford as well as honorary doctorates from four universities, including the University of Edinburgh. Not scared of a textbook, this guy. Jonathan Janssen is the author of the award-winning book Knowledge and the Blood, and his recent books also include Corrupted, a Study of Chronic Dysfunction in South African Universities, that came out in 2023, and The Decolonization of Knowledge, which came out in 2022. He was inducted into the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and so he's very highly regarded and highly respected academic, and he has some very interesting and thought-provoking views on our education system. So I'm always interested when I see something new has come out from Jonathan Janssen. Thank you for that lovely review, Twanji.